Hello. I need some inspiration. Will you go with me to the tree? It's fine, and we could bring a little red wine. We're free, you and me. I float in like a feather on this sunny weather cloud, and it looks like we know how. It's our day off together, singing Sergeant Pepper loud, you and me, here and now. Will you go with me out to sea? We're here, and we could bring a little cold beer. Weather's clear, my dear. We'll sail away together on this wind.
Has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one at Gerbil's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pizza.
Yeah.
Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably just be, probably be Paul because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitis. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
We'll be right back.
told you that I want you. Or could it be so bad? Could it be so bad? I'm just a kiss, I'm just a hug away. I'm a rainy day. Won't you shine on me? Only shine on me.
What's up, everyone? You are tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 714. We're coming at you live on social media, on musicfromthe412.com, buildthescene.com, firstangelmedia.com, xrpradio.co.uk in the Highlands of Scotland. You'll also find us on Rudaroo Radio. That's rudaroo.com on San Diego, the beaches of San Diego, California, and they are located in Texas as well. As I mentioned, this is episode 714. With me tonight, there's 13 Occult. What's up, gentlemen?
Hello. How are you? Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming on. Oh. So this was very much a last-minute change of guests, so I really want to thank these guys for hopping on.
It's our pleasure.
Glad to be here. Yes.
So I have been playing quite a few times. I've played the song we're going to feature tonight, and also Become Zombie. We've played a lot.
Okay.
I played it for my daughter tonight. She absolutely loved it.
Tell her thank you. We appreciate it.
She was listening to classical music, and she turned to me. She goes, how do you feel about metal? I'm like, let me play something else for you.
All right.
And then I DJed some metal stuff for her for a little while, but
very
cool. Yeah. So right at the top of the show, we heard from Scott Blasey, the Clark's lead singer, which will come into play here in a little bit later, and his brand new song Here and Now. We follow that with Sweat by Blackridge. On their album art for that single is four photos that I took at a gig for them, and then three more that Tom Puncher took, who's their normal photographer, and it's really cool, and the song is great, so you need to go check them out at blackridgeofficial.com. And then we also heard brand new music to the show from Caleb Kopta. I hope I'm saying that right. It's K-O-P-T-A, and it's called Out of My Head. And now we're going to hang out for a little bit with 13 Occult. Nice.
Just in case we need more. We have it.
So in the history of this show, this room used to have live music. The room I'm sitting in, the bands would come in, we would stream it live. And then I had kids. So anytime anybody plays anything, I'm like flashback to that.
Right.
Which was awesome. You know, not better than having kids, but it was awesome having bands play in my living room.
Yeah. How cool.
So let's start out with probably the easiest question I'm going to throw at you tonight. And that's, where did the band name come from? Like, what's the meaning behind it?
That is our love of
like horror movies and art. So
definitely the number 13 is a great spooky number. 13 occults, the things that are paranormal and things like that are just stuff we're interested in. We're like, every day is Halloween, and that seemed like a fitting marriage. Numbers and letters that kind of, you know, spell out what we like doing. So,
yeah, is it real or is it not?
Yeah, that's the best I got.
We used to decide. So, yeah.
So I mentioned that we play Become Zombie a lot, and then tonight we're going to feature later Skull Crushers from Hell. Why don't you give us a couple more titles?
Okay, well, yeah, those are off an album, Dead of the Living Night, and we make, you know, since we're so into visual stuff and into, you know, we do a lot of cons, comic cons and stuff, so we actually make CDs. I don't have a CD player. And I don't ever listen, but that's from our Dead of the Living Night, the song you're talking about. And we did that last, it's 11 months old. We did this last year.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, other tunes, this album Visitor came out in December last year. There's The Haunting on there. Devil's Dance is on there. You know, Seance, Fiction, stuff like that. Anything that's paranormal or kind of spooky is fun things for us to write about and do on stage. You know, so those are usually the themes that we stick to. It's not ever politics or anything too heavy, you know. Pittsburgh has such a great zombie culture here and stuff.
Well, I know.
Fun, with scary stuff here.
Night of the Living Dead and Monroeville Mall and
yes, yeah, right.
And Tom Savini and
yes, yeah. We'll be at the Night of the Living Dead weekend. That's in June. So
yeah.
Have you guys ever played one of those types of, like, at a con or?
I am trying hard to do that. We have not. We vend at them. And, you know, we go there and we meet people and stuff like that. That's what I want to do. I would love to jam at one of those. Because I just think that's our gig, where we fit.
Yeah.
You know, so we were into all that comic book, all that stuff. So That would be my goal. We're doing a few cons around here this summer, so I have to talk some of these people into letting us do a half hour set or something there. So we'll see. Hopefully soon.
So I'm a huge Kiss fan, which brings me to my next question. We have the skull, and I'm assuming Jester. Is that what you're going for there?
That is. Yeah.
So I'm assuming they're kind of like characters, like Kiss had, you know, their characters that they went into, or.
Yeah.
I love like that era of Kiss. So certainly that's huge influence on me. It's Gene Simmons being like a bass playing Dracula looking guy was a spinning butt. That was always a favorite of mine. So certainly that got me into that mode for sure. Yeah.
And I feel like there's a little bit of the Crow in your face paint there too.
I love that movie for sure. I like that character.
Which I think they're coming out with a remake, right?
I did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff like Slipknot, a lot of the bands that do stuff like that, I love that.
We're kind of Rob Zombie fans, right?
Big one. Marilyn Manson, you know, I love stuff like that.
Dragula is one of those songs, and Thunder Kiss. Those songs, when they come on the radio, I have to pray that there's not a cop around because I can't drive slow to them.
Right, without a doubt. Oh, and that's just, that is some of my favorite stuff. I just love it. So, yeah, that's where I'm at musically. You know, I really, really enjoy that stuff. Like the look of it, I like the sound of it. And those are the best riffs, you know. So, yeah.
And we like going to horror movies, so.
Yeah. And Rob Zombie, basically everything he does, his videos are pretty much horror movie shorts. So,
yeah,
we're big fans of that stuff.
Are you? I'm going to kind of attempt to promote a local business here. Are you into like the cheesy horror movies from like the 70s and stuff like that?
I do like it all. Yeah, I don't care how campy they are. Or, you know, stuff like that. Anything with that aesthetic, I pretty much like. Yeah.
So there's a drive-in theater a couple miles from here called the Riverside Drive-In. It has a Vandegrift address. They have an April event and a September event where they use the reel-to-reel camera. Okay. And they bring in like the original 1970 movie on the film, and it's called in April they call it April Ghouls, and it's two nights, and it's like six movies each night. And you can camp out, and I wish I could remember the prices, but
cool.
And then in September it's called Monsterama. Okay. It's the September show. If you're interested in that, I'll send you their website and you can check it out.
Yeah, definitely. That's up 28, right?
Where are you guys at?
North Hills.
Yeah, so you're going to go 28 to either like New Kensington or Tarentum and get off there.
Yeah, right. Okay. And we live there and I've never had, that's cool. That sounds like something I would like.
They have people come from Canada every year and other countries to fly in and so clearly I have an idea what's going on with horror movies, but horror movies are not my thing. I went for about 10 minutes one time and I went, nope, I can't do this, and I went home.
I like a lot more of the psychological thriller ones than I can handle gore horror movies. I like, you know, when something is messes with your mind. Or cult stuff when you don't know what's going on at the end, you find out the Wicker Man type stuff and things like that. Gore and stuff, I'm not against anyone that's into that. That's like, I'll be doing this. Like,
probably the what was the name of that movie? Brad Pitt was in it. It was the Seven Sins or
with Morgan Freeman.
It's been so long. It probably was.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Was the criminal?
I think that's
right.
Yeah.
And they were and he was taking out people that were doing the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Yes. That's probably as far as I've gone into that genre. That was pushing it for me.
So that ending was pretty. Now I like stuff like that, you know, because it was the whole movie, and at the end something really bad happened, you know. But that was cool. Yeah, I like that. All the graphics to it, everything with the glitchy, all that. I love.
Yeah, that was good. Did Reznor do a score there?
We have to watch now.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of that when you mentioned that, because I don't know if I have that. We have to watch that.
Yeah.
That was a lot of good
apps. I'm gonna interrupt for a second. We're gonna take our first break. I have two tickets to give away to a Clark show. We're gonna do that right now.
Every dotted line I've
Some movie magic there. I'm getting a little better at it. If you watched it last week, you would understand what I mean by that.
live, man.
That's right. You know? I have three monitors in front of me, and last week I had a tablet in front of me too to try and make all that work, and it was just too much. My brain's fried.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's get into some of my oddball questions.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask you questions that are still going to get the types of answers that you would give on a normal radio show. But I'm not going to ask it. Like, I'm not just going to say, so who are your influences? I'm going to say it like this and you can answer it. Okay. If you were going on tour and you hired me to drive your tour bus, what music would we be listening to in between show stops?
Misfits,
John 5, right?
John 5.
Maybe, we mentioned songs. Maybe
throw on a couple Kiss songs. Would be good. If he's the driver and he's a Kisser, we'd have to do a couple of those. Definitely some zombie. I like Rob and White.
Yeah.
Pretty reckless.
And okay.
Yeah. That so Taylor. Cleveland, right? That might get us there.
All right, so I have like two questions that are sort of becoming the official build a scene questions. One of them has been for a while, and the second one, it just kind of fits into every show, so it's fast becoming a must ask as well. So the first one is, who's your Dave Grohl? And by that I mean, who do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals? Like, they're gonna point at you and say, "Come on up." Who's it gonna be? Oh.
Okay, wow. I tell you what, I mean, I don't know if it was 2022, we saw the Pretty Reckless at A&E.
Yeah.
And we were standing on the stage, and I was just like an idiot. Pull me up there and let me play, like, you know, Going to Hell with You Guys or something like that. That would have been my pick. That would still be my pick. Go up there and jam that riff. That feels like a riff I should have written. But they did. But I would love to do that and go up and play with that band.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's a good pick.
So, see, here's that thing where I mess up and the brain isn't working. I forgot to mention what two songs they listened to while we were on our break. And I want to make sure that everybody knows. It was the Michael Bott Band and his song, I Got a Song, which actually came to us today. And then I threw in Danny Gochner, The B-Side of Me. Danny is in the House Rockers with Joe Grushecki. Very cool tune. We play it a lot, both on the radio and on the video side. Should check both those bands out. Michael Bott, it's Botte. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly. And then Danny Gochner. Gochnor, I believe is how that's spelled. All right, next. This is the unofficial build a scene question. What is the best pizza that you've ever had because you're a musician?
Well, yeah, I mean, who doesn't like pizza, right?
Papa John's probably my favorite. I love Pizza Hut Super Supremes. I don't eat near as much pizza as I used to. Those are two biggies. Papa John's with the garlic sauce.
Yes. Sometimes I've tried to make my own, but yeah.
You do make a mean pizza.
But I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, those are definitely go to
Stanley Torrance pizza.
Yeah.
I worked at Cedar Point years and years ago, and there was a Papa John's right off the causeway.
Yeah.
And they were great because they used to mess up your order every other night. And then they would replace it the next night. Yeah. So you paid one night, it was free the next night.
Yeah.
and it was because they were bringing probably 300 pizzas down the causeway.
Yeah.
And they were stacking them. And if your pizza was on the bottom, the cheese was on the top of the box. So you called and you complained and you peeled the cheese off and you ate the pizza.
Yes. Okay. You were at Cedar Point there, huh?
I did. Only 1 year, and I also worked at Kennywood for, I don't know how many years, 1998 to 2010, whatever that math is.
that's a fun place, Kennywood.
12 yeah. years? Is that 12? That's fun.
Yeah.
98, 2010.
Two,
yeah, 12.
And they do those Phantom Fright Nights, I guess they're calling them something. They had like the Halloween thing every year.
Yes.
That's the place I love to play.
I probably have a contact for you there.
Okay.
Remind me a messenger.
Okay.
Or text me.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
John messaged us about this. I was at a restaurant and there was no way a messenger was coming up. It was like spinning, and I'm like, could you send him my number? So I appreciate you contacting. But yeah, certainly. That's cool. That would be a blast to do that.
That's my
Kennywood does that.
My boss at when I work there is the person in charge of those. So
okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, so you're standing at the crossroads that Robert Johnson stood at when he sold his soul to the devil. Why are you there? What are you going to try and trade your soul for?
Oh, man. It's easy, I think. You got to know. Some free screenings of horror movies.
That's for your soul? just take me on the road and allow me to not do my day job and just do a couple years of just straight gigging everywhere. And then I'll have no soul, right? So that's a tough trade. But if you're pressing me and I had to pick something, that would be it. Send me out and just let me play every day. And I think I would be content. I'm sure I have a valuable lesson at the end that that's not so, but I'd like to think now that's what I would do.
We have a chat room full of Music from the 412 DJs. Both Doc Rock and John Ballistic are hanging out.
Hey, John. Great guy.
Let's see. Okay, so your musical idol comes and sits down beside you on a bench, turns to you and says, "You can ask me one question, but only one." Who is talking to you, and what question are you going to ask?
For me, I might say Buckethead.
Yeah.
The guitarist Buckethead, and I don't think I've ever heard him talk much. And I would definitely say, how do you get your hand to go all over that neck when you're looking over here and you're wearing a Kentucky Fried Chicken thing in your head and you're just shredding that guitar? That's what I would love to know from that guy.
Yeah, so for me, I guess if I pick one, I like a lot of different drummers, so what would I ask them? Well, I guess I'd pick Alex Van Halen.
Alex. Not Copeland.
Yeah, Copeland's another one of them that you know, so I don't know. That'd be a tough thing. Like, I kind of like you said, because I think everybody's different on their instrument, you know, and how they handle it. So I'd probably ask him how he plays like really long sticks, and I tried playing with him and can't seem to do it too well. So I guess those are just made for him, but you know, so I'd ask him something like that. Maybe that's a boring question. I don't know.
All right, so now I have a favor, two of them, and they both have to do with the guitar. First of all, can you turn it around? Because I think I spotted something on the back of it.
Oh.
What do you have?
Yeah.
I did. So I made that.
Okay. Yes. Doc Rock gave me this. It's Zombie Fest.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I was supposed to be at that show.
Okay.
And couldn't make it, and I got Doc to go in my place.
Okay.
I went. I can't remember where I went. Okay. I think I might have went to a Clark show instead, and we were set up there that night. Like, we had a tent set up as a vendor.
Yeah. But he's another great dude to meet, and he didn't even complain that I put it on the back, so I'll get another one sometime and put it on the front. Yeah.
I'll have to get you to build the scene one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the other thing is we're going to take another break. Do you want to play us into the break?
We could do that.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get some more.
All right, so we have a little bit more time with you guys, probably about 6 minutes or so. So you have released three different albums, but you have a fourth one coming up next month, correct?
Next, yeah. Still, just finish it. We got to mix it a little more, but it's getting there.
Works, yeah.
Yeah, it's everything's done, but it's got to get just sort of finalized. Yeah, so like to have that done by April Con. So hopefully in 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
And I know I read the title of it, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh,
Creeps at Night.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that'll make four of them for you. Where can the listeners and viewers get a copy of that? Since you have physical copies, maybe you have some cons coming up or some shows you want to mention now.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it will be at the Smiling Moose April 6th. We bring physical CDs. We put all the music on Bandcamp. It's on Apple Music.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, Spotify and stuff like that's just streaming, right? But anyone could buy it, you know, if they want to grab it. And they could listen to it, too, on Bandcamp and, you know, that and iTunes, Apple Music. It's on all the platforms.
Did you say you're at the Smiling Moose on the 6th, the show we're giving away tickets to?
The 5th.
The fifth, okay. Friday. The day before. I was like, oh, that would have been perfect.
Yes, I know. Yeah, we'll be there the night before. Yeah. So that's a Friday, right? Friday's the 5th. So, yeah. And then Con will be at Steel City Con that next week, which is a great fun. That's a blast. And that's April 12th to the 14th. So all those events, you know, Living Dead Weekend, that's in June at Monroeville Mall.
That's fun.
Yeah. Gross Fest is a great independent con. That's in June. We'll be there.
You went to that last year.
Last year, yeah. So, yeah, we bring this stuff to all of them. Like I said, they all are on Bandcamp and iTunes and listen to them on Apple.
Yeah. So, when you're set up as a vendor, is it just as the band, or do you have other merchandise that you're selling?
We have stuff like minimal stuff. We've got beanies, shirts, we got our CDs, you know, stickers, stuff like that. Some original artwork by him. He draws our album covers, does them all. So we have that stuff. And that's basically that's what we got, you know. So usually it's just merch that you would see at a show, you know, pretty like a, you know, rock show. So yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
What this is always a fun question. I'm gonna put both of you on the spot. I want you to tell me about something embarrassing that happened at a show, but you have to tell me about something that the other person did that embarrassed you.
Oh, you mean like from another band that we were playing with?
No, the two of you. You have to tell me something he did.
Well, for myself,
you could just talk about, what happened.
Saturday night, I was unable to set up my vocal chain, and I do not know why. And I hate to sing without that. And I was so frustrated, and it's weird that you don't know how to set up your own stuff. So that was like a tough show for me. And I felt ridiculous because you should know how to like plug in a guitar sound you want, and the same with your voice. Anything, this guy, you know, every once in a while when we're playing, I'll talk to him or ask him something, or can you hear this, or are you able to follow these cues? And sometimes, you know, he'll be doing whatever. I know one time it was at the Hard Rock at that Grave show, and I was really trying to get his attention, and we were getting ready, and I could not, and there was two dudes, what is that bit, in front that were laughing at me, because there was some of the intro music coming on, and I'm doing this, and he was in his own world, and I'm like, Try to play it off, you know, but that's why live people will ask you sometimes, is it boring doing the show, like the same show every night? There's always something stupid that happens, just like you're talking about with your tech. So you kind of never know. Usually when it's over and there was not a major screw up, like I didn't fall off the stage or fall down or trip, it's a big relief. You know? So that's the best I got right there.
Yeah, and I can't, I don't know if I can think of, I'd say I'm the weaker link, so I don't know if there's something you did that.
You play the beats, it wouldn't happen without the drums, so.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
They're definitely not the weak link.
But, yeah, because we have fun doing the shows, that's for sure. They are interesting.
It definitely is a blast.
I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to head off into the night so I can get the radio show prepped and ready to go. So you're leaving a show, and there's a DeLorean sitting outside with his door up in the air and a flux capacitor in the back seat. Yeah, so you can go anywhere in time and hang out with any band, because that's what Marty did. He went up on stage, kind of pulled the Dave Grohl thing. But
yeah.
Who are you going to hang out with, and what time, if you can pin the time down?
Wow. Okay. So I would probably go to the middle 70s and try to get into the Whiskey to see a Van Halen show before they were signed. So middle 76, 77, before they got their record deal, and it would be that original band in the Whiskey out in California. That would be my DeLorean. And I would definitely want to show up with some gear from now and see if we could wow anybody with modern technology.
Yeah, that's a great pick, because we both are, you know, we're both Van Halen fans, especially from that era. So if I had to pick somebody else,
you have the DeLorean. You can go wherever.
Right. So I know we have a little bit of time here, so I don't want to. But like, you know, I have some other bands that I probably like on that level. So maybe the Police, because I'm a pretty big fan of them.
Yeah.
So
I would want to do it early before they were, you know, signed, and see it then.
Yeah, for sure. Especially,
see if I could do it without getting arrested, you know, or. Take me out.
One of my favorite movies, by the way. I think both of us, Back to the Future. Great movie, that original.
Yeah.
That one lends itself to this show. I mean, it's the perfect question. You know, he goes back in time, he hangs out with the band, he's up on stage. You know,
yeah.
It fits perfectly.
Yeah. Well, they did all the fantasy stuff he would want to do. He went and met his parents. Sort of guy, yeah, that was a fun.
That was a great.
So it's hard to beat that movie.
But hey, guys, I want to thank you for hanging out with me on episode 714.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And you're probably wondering, those of you that are watching, why we haven't heard a song from them yet. And that's because it's right now. We're going to hear Skull Crushers from Hell. And we're going to close things out with Overload in Stereo and their brand new song, Right Time. Right here on Pennsylvania.
They crawl inside your head and turn everything upside down. Among us, they look like
life goes on until it doesn't. Crawl inside, crawl behind your coffin. Skull crushers from hell. Skull crushers from hell. So run! Genocide.